Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Well, that public service announcement has just been outdated itself. As of last evening, we no longer need to social distance and we no longer need to wear masks indoors. And how cool is that? What a relief. And as Dr. Anton Meiberg said earlier, well overdue. This should have been many, many months ago. But either way, the decision is welcome. Rob Hutchinson is the Managing Director at Dear South Africa. Your reaction to this latest announcement?
Oh, absolutely wonderful news, Howard. Absolutely is. I also had a good chuckle at that public service announcement. It was quite funny.
The timing was just terrible. But okay, you know, we did try and do our best and have people being as responsible as possible. But now we can actually, Mukundi, just hit delete. Hit delete on that public service announcement, or at least shelve it until we need it again, which hopefully we won't do.
Hopefully we won't do. Keep it for prosperity, because I think it's a testament to people who did actually do good in the whole thing and did help to curb the spread of the virus nonetheless. But it's great to see government has actually stepped down on this matter. It's about time.
Okay, so looking back on the way government treated many of these decisions, political, economic, scientific, how did we do?
In some areas, I'd say good. Some areas, I'd say shocking. Absolutely shocking. In the beginning,
I thought you were going to say something else. Shocking. And I thought, oh, gosh, no, Rob. We're on radio here. Okay, shocking is fun. We can work with that. Yeah.
Sorry, I carried the SH for
too long. Way too long.
Sorry. Early morning. Mm. No, I think in the beginning we took the precautionary measures because we really didn't know what was going on. We didn't know what to expect from the virus. We had not enough data. And then as time went on, almost 2 years, in fact it was 2 years, we got more data. We saw it wasn't as serious. We had measures that were pretty capable and effective. However, government seemed to not listen to the data the further down we went along this path.
And I mean, who did they rely on? And did they move quickly enough? I know that, as I said earlier, we had Dr. Anton Meiberg, a pulmonologist and someone very involved with COVID. And he seems to think, well, these last decisions definitely took way, way, way too long, that we weren't on it. They weren't on the ball. They should have got rid of masks earlier. He was a very, very vocal in the closure of the beaches as being irrational. We saw irrational decisions the whole way through, that even if we can claim we didn't know what was going on, we did. We had enough information.
Yes, we did. We absolutely did. And it seemed to take a political turn rather than a health concern, which is quite typical of government. You know, the mantra in government is never waste a good crisis, because you can always implement the policy that you've always wanted to. And I think this was no different. Government saw an opportunity to implement agendas that they've long withheld and been looking for an opportunity to drive those. And COVID presented that. So it was obvious that government stopped following the science and following recommendations and even international trends. South Africa is probably one of the last countries in the world to drop the mask mandate and other measures. So you have to wonder why it did take so long. And I suspect it was because there's vested interests elsewhere, within politics or financial. I mean, we mustn't forget the vaccine manufacturing plant that was recently opened by Ramaphosa in Cape Town. Surely that would have something to do with mandates and so on. But who knows? It's good news nonetheless that they have dropped it. And hopefully these ridiculous mandates won't return without proper consultation.
What's interesting is that the way in which it's been done, it would seem through Government Gazette, the way in which it's been done means they can't just bring it back so easily. Is that right? Is my understanding correct of that?
Absolutely correct. And it's been published in the Government Gazette. It's actually official. And to undo that, they'll have to publish another notice, which will result in an amendment to the regulations, which are now actually under the Health Act, so it will have to undergo public participation and parliamentary oversight and discussion.
So in other words, if there is a resurgence of some sort, it's not just a matter of them making this announcement. It would be a process that they would have to go through.
Definitely, they would have to go through it. Look, they can always reenact the Disaster Management Act, but that itself still have to undergo public participation and consultation within Parliament.
That's where we leave it. It is 8:28. I'm Howard Feldman. This is your Morning Mayhem. It's 101.9 High FM. That was Rob Hutchinson, Managing Director at Deere.